Okay, so can I get a show of hands as to how many people fall into the traditional model of unprovoked vulval pain? Okay. So, and a show of hands for provoked. And there's some of you that haven't put your hands up, so I assume you're fine. Health, other condition. How about unprovoked, just pain? Okay, right. And provoked pain, just any pain. Okay. All right, for those of you who are currently in pain, if you want to write down on a 1 to 10 scale where that pain level is at the moment, and I want you to write it down so that you notice the difference and your unconscious mind doesn't attempt to delete that information later. And for those of you who aren't in pain, I'm still going to teach this technique so that I'll take you through it so you know the steps to use it next time you want to and need to use it. So I wonder, as those of you who are experiencing pain now or are familiar with experiencing that pain, if you were to come up with a visual image of what that might look like, just using your own imagination, being as abstract or as creative as you want, it really doesn't matter. And actually, if you wanted to close your eyes, that would just mean you close out the external visual stimuli so that you're just going inside and using your own imagination rather than relying on the outside world. So just allow your eyes to close whenever you're ready. So if you come up with a visualization of what that pain might look like, give it a color. And if you could give it a color, what color might you give it? If you could give it a shape, what shape might that be? Just to become aware of what that might be like. Noticing any textures that it might have, whether it might be smooth or rough, what kind of size it is, whether it seems to take up the whole of the space in front of you, or all around you. And I wonder, as you just allow your mind to come up with that, whether it seems to look heavy or light, what other qualities it might have, and whether you associate it with some kind of sound. And it's curious to think of this in terms of sound, but some people find that there may be a sound attached to it. So what it looks like, what it might sound like, what it might feel like to touch, whether it's rough or smooth, and the size of it. And as you focus in on that, if there was something you could do to make that shape and color blend into the background, whether you would need to make it lighter and lighter or darker and darker for you to do so. And just do whatever your mind allows you to do to slowly make that shape and color blend into the background until it's almost blended, but not quite, and then shrink it down. Making it smaller and smaller. Shrinking it right down. just using your own imagination. Because imagination is a fascinating thing. Everything around you, whether it's the chair you're sitting on, the carpet under your feet, the doors you've walked through, the tables, the computer, all of these things started off in someone's imagination. Without imagination, we just can't create. So that's all we're doing now is to create. Using your imagination to reduce it down until it's almost gone, and then allow it to disappear altogether. And once it's gone, I wonder whether there's a positive emotion or feeling you'd like to experience instead. And if there is, something positive, perhaps calm or relaxation, what colour you might give that? And as that colour comes to mind, just for you to allow that colour to flood the background, so that from top to bottom, right to left, and all around, it's filled with that positive feeling. And you know, you might find that you might like to take that colour within you somewhere. And some people might like it in their head to quieten it and calm it, or in their chest, or in their vulva, or elsewhere. It really doesn't matter. Whatever feels right to you, and for other people, they might enjoy just allowing it to flow all over. So that with your eyes closed, you can allow those positive sensations, that colour to wash over you. And with your eyes closed, as they have nothing to do now that they're closed, just to notice all the muscles around the eyes can just begin to relax when your eyes are closed, because they have nothing to do except relax. All those muscles around the eyes just beginning to relax and let go. And it's curious that you might find that the more you imagine those muscles relaxing, the more those muscles can just let go. So that you can send that feeling down into your cheeks and perhaps the muscles around the mouth. Whether that calming or relaxing or positive colour comes to mind as you allow that feeling to go down into the jaw. And you might just wonder how you know the jaw's relaxing, or how you just feel it letting go as your neck supports your head. And as those muscles let go, you can just allow your head to slip into the position that's most useful or relaxing for you. Whatever works for you, as you allow that colour or that sensation or that feeling to perhaps run down the muscles of your shoulders and back. Noticing how that feels and just those things that feel good about it. And how you can imagine your shoulders relaxing and letting go. And that colour or that sensation just positively flowing down your arms. And there may be some muscles in the arms you haven't noticed until now, and how Now that you do, how you can just allow them to let go. So that feeling reaches the end of your fingertips. And you might find that one hand feels different from the other, perhaps heavier or warmer, or the same. It really doesn't matter. As you become aware of your body as it just rests there in the chair, being supported by that chair, as you allow that positive sensation or colour or feeling to slowly, at the pace that's right for you, just gently flow down to wherever else you want it to go. Your chest, stomach, your vulva or genital area, your thighs, and how, if your legs were to begin to feel as relaxed as other parts of you that are more relaxed, how you might be able to imagine that feeling being sent even deeper. All the way down into the tips of your toes. Noticing the sensation of your feet where they're resting there on the floor. With each breath in and out, just sending any of those good feelings deeper down. So that with each breath, with each time you hear the tick of that clock, you can allow that feeling to sink even deeper down to the level that's right for you today. So that if I were to ask your mind to take you to a place that is the safest or most relaxing place you've ever been or you can create, the safest and most relaxing place, just allow your mind to go there now. And whether it's a memory or something you create, knowing how powerful our imagination is to creating the things that we experience and see and feel around us in the world, just using your imagination to come up with that safe and relaxing place. And notice all the things around you in that relaxing, calm place, all the things you see that help you to relax, and all the things you hear that mean that this is a safe place for you, or perhaps it's the absence of sound. And just noticing as you take in those details. I wonder whether it's as detailed as you can make it yet, or whether you like to just leave it fuzzy. Really doesn't matter. How you see those things and hear those things that can just allow you to feel more relaxed. And I wonder how you might feel in this place. And I don't know whether you're as relaxed as you can be yet, or what you can do to make yourself even more relaxed. Enjoying those sensations as you just allow yourself to let go. Enjoying all the things that you're enjoying seeing or hearing or feeling. Knowing that this is a place you can revisit or create again, just using your imagination, that you're just getting started now. And with each time you practice, you can find yourself relaxing even more easily. And you might experience that relaxation even more deeply. So now, all I really need to do to help your mind tap into this relaxed state again is just for me to count from 1 to 5. As I count to 1, you just start noticing the tick of the clock even more. As I count to 2, just becoming aware of where your body is sitting there in the chair. Count to 3, just noticing the weight of your heavy fingers. Returning to normal. As I count to 4, just taking a nice deep breath to keep within you whatever might be most useful to keep with you as you go on with your day. Knowing that your mind is completely ready to start helping you relax more and more with each time you listen or practice. So that you can open your eyes whenever you're ready. And just return back to the room. And I wonder, just finally, those people who wrote down their level of discomfort at the beginning, if they could reassess that on a 1 to 10 scale now and just jot it down and just notice for yourself whether it's changed, knowing that with each time you listen to this or practice it, that it can lower, because relaxing releases feel-good chemicals, and adrenaline and cortisol that usually inflame symptoms seep out, replaced by those feel-good chemicals instead. So I think I'll wrap up there if there aren't any questions. Are there any questions? Were there any particular experiences that people wanted to talk about?